Gracias, señor presidente. Mauritius expresses its appreciation to the special rapporteur for the quality of her report and aligns itself with the statement delivered by Côte d'Ivoire on behalf of the African group. As a welfare state, Mauritius provides free education, primary and secondary, to all. Formal education is mandatory till the age of 16. Moreover, in order to buttress lifelong learning, IT is encouraged in teaching and learning through the training of teachers and by providing necessary IT equipment to students. All secondary schools in Mauritius are equipped with hotspots. During the lockdown, schooling was conducted online through the Zoom platforms and television. Government has democratized access to internet. Chair, while access to digital technologies contribute to development, there are also downsides. The risk associated, such as loss of privacy, it could also pose a threat to the security of our children. In response, government has amended the ICT Act and the Children's Protection Act to avoid cyberbullying and child pornography. Chair, while the report addresses the risks and opportunities of digital education, we cannot remain insensitive to the fact that only 33% of the population in my continent, Africa, has access to internet. As such, we would like to ask the special rapporteur, how can we ensure coherence between institutions such as the ITU, UNESCO, and the OSCHR to, number one, increase connectivity and access, and number two, bridge the digital gap in education? I thank you.